Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Eliminating Desire. People to whom such things are still denied come to imagine that everything good will be theirs if only they could acquire them. Then they get them, and their longing is unchanged. Their anxiety is unchanged. Their disgust is no less, and they still long for whatever it is they are lacking. Freedom is not achieved by satisfying desire, but by eliminating it. Epictetus. Have you ever wanted something so badly in your life that it was all that you could think about, that it consumed you, that all you wanted was to get that thing, and then you felt that if you had that thing, that you would feel satisfied, only to find that when you actually got the thing that you had desired so badly, that you still weren't satisfied? We often find that we place our desire on things outside of ourselves, and that we start to think that if only we had this certain thing, maybe those certain clothes, maybe that car, maybe that certain lover, or that house, that if we had that thing, then we would be fulfilled, we would be content. I think too often in our lives, we place our desire on things outside of ourselves because of something that we're missing inside of ourselves, that we think that if we get this thing, we will feel complete. And rather than work on ourselves, rather than work on the inner life that we have, work on our own brains and our own thinking, we place our desire on something outside of ourselves, hoping that it will fulfill us. I think that the Stoics understood this quite well. Now, the Stoics weren't ones to eschew wealth. Seneca and Zeno were both very wealthy merchants. Marcus Aurelius was the emperor of Rome. And they understood it was fine to enjoy external things, to enjoy the little pleasures that came on in life, but not to be too attached to them. That they could have been happy either way. They could have been happy living in poverty, or they could have been happy living in wealth. And oftentimes, each of them would practice voluntary poverty, just to make sure that they were not too attached to these things, that they didn't place their desire on things outside of themselves, looking to be fulfilled from these external things, and that they could focus on their internal life and focus on becoming a better person. And while Epictetus tells us to eliminate our desire, what he means is that not that we should eliminate all of our desires, but we should eliminate our desire on things outside of ourselves, that we should be careful not to try and fill the emptiness inside of us with things that are outside of us. Because even if we get those things, we still won't be happy. So the next time you find yourself with that kind of overwhelming desire for something outside of yourself, maybe take a step back and think about if you are trying to use that thing to fulfill some other kind of need that you're missing inside of yourself. Remember, it's the inner life that is going to make you happy, and it's the external things that are things that can easily come and go. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.